At 6:06, it is fair and 72 degrees in Tulsa on our way to 90. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The federal government shutdown will impact those trying to get a government-backed home loan. Spirit Bank Vice President Bruce Schultz here in Tulsa says several federal agencies are already closed while others are limping along with a skeleton crew.
You're going to have borrowers with closings that are delayed. And for how long is unknown, because they won't return until the shutdown is over.
Since the housing market leads the economy, he says in the long run, it could force the nation back into a recession. Well, should the federal government shutdown continue through the end of the week, the Veterans Affairs Regional Office at Muskogee will close starting tomorrow. It provides benefits and services to all 77 Oklahoma counties, as well as select programs in 16 other states. Matt Trotter continues our coverage.
The VA won't process claims while the regional office is closed, so nonprofit group Disabled American Veterans is stepping in to help. The group can access agency servers to process existing claims. Representatives will park a mobile unit at the Muskogee office so veterans can go to a familiar place and get face-to-face help. DAV will also be able to offer a limited amount of on-the-spot financial assistance, says spokesman Danny Oliver.
We will continue to take care of the veterans and the widows and their families to the degree that's possible. The only thing that would not happen is a new award.
VA Medical Center in Muskogee is funded a year in advance and won't be immediately affected by the federal shutdown. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Eastern Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen will be giving back his pay during the government shutdown so that his staff will be paid as they continue to work. His plumbing business affects how he views this situation.
But I really take a business approach to this. In 16 years of business, my wife and I have not one time ever missed payroll. We've never not paid an employee that worked for us for the lack of funds.
Now, law requires Mullen to write a check to the Treasury rather than having his salary automatically redirected to his staff members. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is dropping her request to extradite the Oklahoma biological father of a girl who was at the center of a bitter custody dispute. Dustin Brown, however, still could face custodial interference charges in South Carolina. With two murders yesterday in Tulsa, this year's homicide caseload has surpassed 50. Tulsa Police spokeswoman Jillian Robertson says that detectives are actively working all open cases.
It is frustrating because it seems now these days people are, settling arguments, if you will, with guns.
And she says it seems the more guns they take off the streets, the more guns get out there through the black market. Well, Tulsa police will get a grant from the federal government to hire 10 additional police officers. However, accepting such grants makes Mayor Bartlett nervous.
But there's always a very large string attached, and that is that at the end of the grant, the city makes a legal commitment that the city has to pick up those salaries and benefits.
He says when that happened in 2010, the city did not immediately have the money to pay for the additional staff, and some officers had to be temporarily laid off. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm with a high today of 90. It'll be partly clear tonight, 72 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, some strong south winds with late-day storms, and a high of 90. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair, and we're at 72 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.